We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Who may or may not have been caught telling Kevin Durant two max slots in New York. You still think he was saying Uncle Drew 2?
You bet, man. He's thinking of a sequel already. You want to be in it, Kevin?
I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. You know, in the NBA, as interesting as this season is, I don't think there's any other sport where the offseason is just as interesting. And that bleeds into the season. And there's no better example of a team than that, I think, right now than the Celtics with Kyrie and with the Anthony Davis stuff that was surrounding them. But they've still got a very good team that could be responsible for the end of the Bucks season should they match up in the playoffs. Covering the Celtics, Boston Sports Journal, Brian Robb joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Brian, thanks for a couple minutes. How are you?
Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Brian, this game, I mean, is it did the Celtics look at this as a huge game coming out of the chute because it's really one of those two-game swing sort of things? You know, they're like 6.5 behind the Bucks or whatever the hell it is. They don't want to fall too much further back if they have any shot at a 1 or 2 seed.
Yeah, I mean, no question about it. I still think even if they win tonight, the 1 and 2 seed are very long shot just because the Celtics have a pretty tough schedule over these final 24 games. And, you know, the Bucks and the Raptors have just been playing so well that that's a lot of ground to make up in 24 games. But there's no question if they lose this game, it's kind of game over. Since the Bucks would win the tiebreaker then obviously and have, you know, a 7-game lead. So, it's clear that this team has had its struggles all year long, or just in terms of like matching expectations. But they have been able to get up for the big games, and they know, you know, the Bucks, you know, handed to them pretty good in Boston, you know, back. And I think that was December when the Celtics were really for shorthand for that game. But the Celtics remember that one, and they, you know, if they want to make some noise and kind of clean up the East standings, it's got to start tonight.
They're 37-21. All right, so that, I mean, they're a good team. They're a good team. They have good players, and they're a good team. They're going to be one of the top 4 seeds in the East. From the outside, I mean, we watch them when they're on national TV and stuff, but we hear the line, oh, there's problems. There's dysfunction. They can't play together. They can't figure out. Gordon Hayward can't figure it out. How much of that is true? How much does a team, when they have all their guys, because they've got guys that, I mean, half of their team could start anywhere, if not more than that. Does it not look right? Are they playing out of sync? What's the biggest problem with them on the court right now?
You know, they've kind of figured it out here in the last couple months. The start was very bad, 10-10. When the starting lineup wasn't meshing at that point, and then they made the adjustments. They put Marcus Smart and Marcus Morris in for Hayward and Jaylen Brown, and then that starting five thrived for a while. So since that start, you know, they are 27-11. And that, you know, is right up there with the Bucks and the Warriors for, like, you know, the best record over that stretch. The problem is, the rest of the Eastern Conference is playing so well that, you know, that 10-10 stretch might do them in. But, you know, there have been a lot of hiccups. There's been some, you know, just minor stuff that's kind of gotten attention, whether it's been a pushing match on the bench or Marcus Morris calling kind of everyone out after a couple ugly collapses at home against the LA team. So they've been playing well this stretch, but then when things go awry, you know, things kind of have blown up on them, and that makes it worse, you know, like, makes it look worse on the outside, I would say, than it's actually been. So, now everyone's pretty much back now, except for Aaron Baines. Gordon Hayward twisted his ankle, but he should be back, if not tonight, on this trip. So, the guys are kind of missing. Guys are playing well here. The question is now is, you know, how far they'll be able to climb the standings here in the last 24 games because, you know, I feel like the 2 seed and the 1 seed, it's a pretty long shot, and that creates a pretty big challenge when it comes to the postseason because, you know, the Celtics haven't been able to win on the road much, and they're going to have to do it in order to beat the Bucks and the Raptors this postseason.
Does Kyrie still have the attention of that team as a leader, and especially the young guys on that team?
You know, he's had a tough year on that front. There's no question about it. I mean, he, and it's not just him. It's a lot of veteran guys. You know, they were, got frustrated early when things weren't going right and kind of called out, you know, some of the younger guys on the roster, Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, and just guys that obviously had bigger roles last year when everyone was hurt and had trouble kind of adjusting to reduced minutes and were still taking too many shots given, you know, their talent level when you have all-stars on the floor. And so Kyrie, you know, called them out a few times directly and did it to a degree that I think ticked a few of the younger guys off. And so now it's been, there's clearly some tension there. And the, I don't think it's going to necessarily sidetrack them for the rest of the year. But it has, you know, created just an element of, you know, uncertainty. And then you factor in Kyrie's free agency comments from a couple weeks ago when he said, ask me July 1st. And that, you know, I think is in the way kind of putting the rest of the team on notice to the degree, being like, okay, hey, if we don't figure this out right now, there's no guarantee I'm coming back here. So it, you know, from a leadership standpoint, he's got some learning to do. He's kind of learning on the fly. And it's, you know, his message, I think, is starting to come through, but it's unclear just, you know, whether it's going to fully, you know, land with the rest of the roster.
Brian Robb joining us, talking Celtics ahead of tonight's Celtics-Bucks matchup. The Bucks have yet to lose back-to-back games. And when I watch the Bucks, we'll see how it translates in the postseason, but when I watch the Bucks, I'm having a hard time seeing a team that in a seven-game matchup can beat that team four times, just the way that they're playing right now. What makes the Celtics a team that can do that, that can win a seven-game set against Giannis and these Bucks?
Yeah, it's obviously the Bucks have been, you know, they were a scary matchup for the Celtics even last year. And now they've added, I think, a great coach in Budenholzer. Some more shooting weapons and Brook Lopez, obviously putting Mirotić into the mix now, gives them even more options to kind of spread the floor. I do like the fact that the Celtics do have Semi Ojeleye, which a lot of other teams don't have. Just a guy, a strong guy, who he's not going to stop Giannis, but he's at least someone you can, you know, the Celtics don't have to throw a double team at Giannis every time down the floor when you put Ojeleye on him. And we saw that again in the final three games of last year's postseason. Brad Stevens put him in the starting five, you know, kept Giannis relatively under control so they could, you know, so this could try to take care of the rest of the supporting cast, and hopefully that would be enough for the win here. So, Ojeleye hasn't been involved too much this season. He's kind of been out of the rotation, but there's no question that we'll see him tonight, and he gives them a little bit extra wild card there. And then, and the Celtics, I think, just have shooting everywhere. And that is a problem for, you know, Bucks from a defensive standpoint. If you're going to play Brook Lopez on the floor, can you stick with Hell at Horford? If you take Lopez off the floor, can Giannis play the defense well enough as a five-man? Whether he wasn't able to do that well enough last year's postseason, obviously he's better this year. So I think it's going to be a really intriguing matchup. And I do hope that these two teams play in the postseason, because I think we'd see another seven-game series on that front.
On Twitter, at Brian T. Robb with two Bs. Brian, we appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk in those playoffs.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.